Absolutely. To be able to have a definitive answer and to be able to go with that, absolutely. But at the same time, I've been preparing all season as if I had to play, knowing that I am one play away. And obviously today we got the result we wanted.
When did you really know you were starting?
Last night in our quarterback meeting we'll have every Saturday night, they made it clear. So obviously throughout the week I knew there was a strong possibility, but it was last night that I found out.
Kurt, you guys got off to a slow start, the interception. Mike said you thought he made the right read, but, you know, for three and then you bounce back, you go for 400 yards and almost 40 points. What'd you just think about kind of the resilience you showed overall?
Well, this isn't my first rodeo. I did play a lot of football in the Big Ten, and I had games like that where you start slow, and you got to have character, and you got to find it within yourself to dig deep and keep pushing, and that's what we did, and that's what I'm proud of our team for, is the way we didn't get spooked by a slow start. But it doesn't really specify why we started playing better, but we just found a rhythm. We got a good tempo going, and we got a rhythm, and it made all the difference.
How much different feel the offense was with you in there as opposed to Robert?
Well, you don't see the zone read as often. You don't see defenses as concerned about my ability to run, obviously. Aside from that, very similar, I think. I think, you know, as much as Robert wants to show people that he can be a pocket passer, which he can, I want to show people that I can move around a little bit, and I think I did that a little bit today. So we both have our strengths, and coaches are going to try to utilize them the best they can. But I can't say enough about, and it shows in the way Robert's played, but obviously today with me as well, the way that Coach LaFleur, our quarterback coach, has coached us since we got here in May, to Kyle Shanahan and his play calling, and it starts at the top with Coach Shanahan. They've just done a phenomenal job. I've never been around coaches who are this talented at what they do and are putting me in that good of a situation to be successful.
How important these games are down the stretch for you guys, all these must wins. Could you be more proud of your first professional start?
It's a good feeling, and I said to my dad last night, I said, it's either going to be the highest of highs if we win or the lowest of lows, and there's not going to be much in between, and we're certainly feeling the highs right now, and it's a game that I'll remember for a long time, and you know, if I die tomorrow, I can say I started a game in the NFL and we won, so it's a good feeling.
Came out of the blocks in the second half really firing. Talk about that aggressive stance, and it seemed to make you feel more comfortable. I think you ripped off four or five straight there in the second half.
I think it started with the turnover that our defense created, gave us a short field, makes it a lot easier. I can't credit them enough and the job they did today. And then also our coaching staff, they get into halftime and go over how to start off the second half and you know, talk about the plays they want to use, and they worked. And so I think you got to credit them and the job they did at halftime to get us ready for that second half.
Robert was upset with the decision. Were you surprised by it?
I don't know if I had an expectation to be surprised or not surprised. I think I was going to roll with whatever happened after the draft and the way that played out. I've learned not to be surprised, but to just take it as it comes. And I think when you do that, you get the best chance to be successful.
You've talked about accepting that in this situation, your opportunities to prove yourself will be relatively limited. Do you think you showed something about your ability to be a starter in this league?
I think I did. Time will tell, and I'll have other opportunities to prove myself. And I'm staying patient, and just as I've said since I got here in May, I'll make the most of the opportunities I get. And I've tried to do that through the preseason and through my opportunities during the regular season. And we'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you know, God's got a plan for my life. I trust him, and right now he has me in Washington, D.C.
Did you and Robert have any discussion, joke around about afterward, like, you know, you're now Colin Kaepernick, or no? Did you get any?
No joking like that. I told him, you know, whenever he's ready to come back, you know, it's his. But I'm just trying to help this team win and get to the playoffs, and fortunately we took a step forward today.
You got to squeeze it in there. No hesitation, though.
Well, it's a great play call. I got the edge. Had a lot of options. Could have run it for a good gain, but just felt like there was a lot of space over the top, and there was no safety there to take it away and let it rip, and trusted Hank to make me right, and Hank did that.
You've spoken a lot about your preparation, trying to stay the same. But what was your morning like? Were you feeling additionally nervous? Was there anything that maybe you did to – it was maybe out of the normal for a usual Sunday for you?
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said there wasn't butterflies. You know, some of the veterans have said to me after last week's game and during this week of preparation, they said, you look calm. And I said, I don't feel calm inside. You know, I'd be lying to you if I told you my stomach wasn't churning. But that's part of it, because I care about how I do, and I'm going to get nervous about what I care about. And, you know, this is important to me. So, yeah, there were some butterflies, probably a little bit more than when I've been, you know, starting the game off as a backup. But it reminded me of my college years, and hopefully I can have more of those butterflies in the future if I get an opportunity.
Kurt, That being said, how important was it to have your dad here and the contingent I saw you with, the Michigan State guys that came, just to kind of settle you down a little bit in that regard?
It was very special to have my family there and a lot of my friends. It was unique that my opportunity to start happened to be within a five-hour driving distance of my hometown and my school where I played. So I had college and high school friends here, obviously my family, grandparents. So a very special moment for me, obviously, and you know, we made the most of it. But I do derive a lot of strength from having my family there. They traveled all through college to all my games, bowl games, and it's just very special to have them there and to share that with them, especially when you look back at how long they've been with me and how they were there when I was a youth football player and high school football player.
With anything to yourself today, too?
I told Coach Shanahan on the sidelines near the end of the game, I said, this experience today was invaluable, much like the reps I got in practice this week, much like training camp reps, preseason games. Anytime I can get a chance to go out and learn from mistakes, learn from success, I become a better quarterback, and today was no different. Definitely got better, and this whole week getting reps for the first time in a while made me a lot better quarterback.
I at all having to be, you know, coy with us all week, not letting people know who might be starting.
Yeah, you'd like to be able to let the world know when you feel like you're going to start, but I had to keep it quiet, couldn't tell my friends. And to their credit, they went and got tickets anyways. That shows you the kind of friends that I have. But I think a couple of them were even in the dog pound. But, yeah, didn't really tell anybody officially. I said it's 50-50 all week was my answer. And then last night texted, you know, my college coaches and a few friends. And I tried not to text too many people, but I just said it is official. I will start. So. Let's go get it.
What do you think you learned today that you didn't know before?
Well, I will say this. I got a lot more respect for Robert, for Rex Grossman, and what it takes to be a starter in this league. It'll test your soul every week, and this game takes a lot out of you. And I was able to experience that firsthand today, more so than in the preseason or in the other games I've come in. And, you know, it'll test you.
Was Cleveland one of those teams that you were bothered passed you up in the draft, or did you even think about that?
Well, I've always, you know, tried to find motivation different ways. I was lightly recruited out of high school, was obviously passed over by many teams in the draft, and, you know, always use that as motivation. But, you know, Cleveland drafted a talented quarterback in Brandon, and I'm sure they're very happy with their selection. And I'm obviously feel like God brought me to Washington, D.C., so I'm going to trust his plan and be content where I am. Thank you. All right.